I am known as the demon dog of American literature, so I should give you the demon dog growl.
The novelist James Ellroy has returned one more time to the subject that made him famous, the underworld of Los Angeles. Ellroy writes about men and women so selfish and brutal that you sometimes wince. But it's hard not to laugh at his gleeful cynicism.
I was born a genius, raised a genius. I was lucky that my parents hatched me in L.A. My mom got whacked in 1958 when I was 10 years old. Some other fortuitous events occurred. Can't go back and change the past. It all played out the way it should.
Yes, he did say his own mother got whacked in 1958. It's true. The murder was never solved. For decades after that killing, James Ellroy wrote novels about men who murdered women and the men who hunted them down. The most famous was L.A. Confidential, which became a movie. Though Ellroy later moved to other subjects, his latest book collects essays and stories that return to the source of his inspiration. Destination Morgue! Exclamation point, is a collection of stories and essays illustrated with the photographs of real people who were named as characters in Ellroy's fiction. There's Russ Custer, a smiling Los Angeles detective who was killed in the line of duty. There's the picture of a serial killer, his eyes wide open in an Eddie Haskell pose. There's even a photograph of Jack Webb, the crew-cut star of the old Los Angeles crime show Dragnet, or, as Ellroy describes him,
Jack Webb, a jejune jerk-off jacked around by the LAPD, a punk pawn in the paws of Chief William H. Parker.
Why write about Jack Webb like that?
I have rewritten L.A. history to my own specification. Now dig this. This may shock you. I have real people, all dead, which means they can't sue you, doing things they didn't really do. And in the case of this short story, The Trouble I Cause, it is written in a deliberately alliterative style. It is scandal rag language. It is narrated by a scandal rag writer who has the inside goods on jolting Jack Webb.
The Jack Webb is really a corrupt personality, hanging out with corrupt cops.
Yes, and he is punching behind the scenes in the 1958 senatorial gubernatorial election. I fictionally rewrite the incidents to my specifications. It's a benign megalomania. rewrite history to your own spec.
Everybody gets a little bit darker when you apply the paintbrush. Even this man, Russ Custer, who was a hero to some of your friends, and you wrote an homage to him, this cop, Russ Custer, turns out to be someone who's maybe not exactly corrupt, but is happy to turn the other way when police in his department do things that they should not be doing.
Well, you know what? I hate to say this. I think police brutality has been unjustly condemned. I think there's some very bad people out there, and a few whacks in the head with a phone book in order to secure confessions isn't such a bad idea. Now, there's an irony inherent here. You can't condone this on an official level, but wink, wink, if it happens in an interrogation room and it serves justice, c'est la guerre. That's a dilemma that cops are faced with almost every day.
You're deliberately being provocative here, as I know you are in your books, but it's interesting that you include a photograph of James Ellroy, age 10.
It's a picture of me. It was taken by an L.A. Times photographer a scant 5 minutes after the cops said, "Son, your mother's been killed." And that's my life at ground zero. I'm too deeply in shock or calculation to evince much of anything for the camera. I'm there. But you know what? I was a cold little kid, and when I see that photograph, I see a kid who was regrouping almost immediately. And the truth of the matter is, at the time of her death, I hated my mother. I was sexually obsessed with her in the matter of adolescent and pre-adolescent boys worldwide. She was strict with me. My father, who she was divorced from, was permissive. And at the time of her death, my one wish was to go and live with my father forever. And at the stroke of 4 p.m. on June 22nd of 58, that wish came true.
You've talked about this death so much, I still feel bad asking about it.
I'm insensitive. You're sensitive. It's okay.
There's one more photograph in this book that I want to talk about.
Yeah.
It's a mugshot of James Ellroy at age 17.
Yes.
In an essay, it illustrates an essay called My Life as a Creep.
Yes.
What was your life as a creep?
Well, let's see. I was a little sex fiend, actually a very tall, weird-looking sex fiend. There is a mugshot of me. It was taken from a drunk driving arrest in March of 1971. I'm bald now in 56. I was 23 then. I had a lot of hair.
Sort
of a cruel photo.
This is a period in which your mother has been killed a few years before. Your father has died very recently. And
he's dead.
You describe yourself as being a nearly homeless teenager.
Yes, that's true. Got kicked out of high school in the spring of 65 and joined the Army. Faked a nervous breakdown. Got kicked out of the Army. I was in basic training at Fort Polk, Louisiana. Came back to L.A. Had a mandate to become a great writer. I ultimately got there, but it took a hell of a long time.
And I wonder what you learned from going back more than once, frankly, to write about this bizarre and illegal phase in your life.
My own autobiography floors me. I'm astonished at how I got from where I was to where I am. I'm pleased to be who I am. I'm grateful for the good life that I have. And I lived a preposterously misadventurous life for a number of years. It was rollickingly amusing in many, many ways. And I love going back and recounting it, culling memories, putting them into cohesive order, and plumbing narrative lines out of them. It gives me a great deal of satisfaction. I doubt if I'll write any more autobiographical pieces. I think that this book tells any interested or potentially interested reader in me exactly who I am.
James Elroy is the author of Destination Morgue, L.A. Tales. Mr. Elroy, thanks very much for coming into our Los Angeles studios.
Mr. Inskeep, it was a great, great pleasure. Thank you for having me.